Well, I thank the Lord for this opportunity to be here in this evening service. As I was sitting there through service, through the song, thinking about a few of the songs that we sang, He keepeth me in perfect peace, abide with me, and sitting at the feet of Jesus. And the thoughts that were going through my mind as we sang those is all three of those have something to do with being in the presence of Jesus. Being in a place where He can keep me and where I can have that peace with Him, sitting at His feet, abiding with Him. And just kind of throughout the day, I was already kind of having the thoughts of, I'm thankful that we serve an accessible God. I'm very thankful that He is accessible no matter where we find ourselves in life, whether it be on the job, whether it be at home, going down the road, here in service. Thank the Lord that He is a very accessible God. How easily accessible He is. So what's the scripture say? Seek and ye shall find. Maybe I'm not getting in the right order. Knock and it shall be opened up unto you. Ask. Those, if you think about it, how hard is it to knock? It's not a hard task. How hard is it to open your eyes and look for something? And then that's what scripture says. That's all we have to do is to knock, to seek, to look. And He has promised to answer and to be there for us. So I am thankful for that tonight. I do have a little thought. I ask for your prayers this evening. Sometimes we feel like that there's thoughts the Lord gives us that's directed to us personally, and then it turns maybe into a thought that He would have us to share, and sometimes those can be a little tough to talk about and can be challenging to talk about. So we ask for your prayers this evening. I've written on the board the words or a title, A Mature Christian. My verse or text comes from the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. And I know typically we would think of that as kind of, I'm sure the first thing that may pop in your head is that being the love chapter. And maybe it's kind of hard to put it together now. What does the love chapter have to do with being a mature Christian? And I guess really it doesn't. So I'd like to skip on down and to about the 11th verse. So just not disregarding the first verses of that chapter. They're very, very important. But looking at that 11th verse, 1 Corinthians 13 and 11. And that verse says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Now, I think it's easy to take this verse and think that maybe Paul... I'll speak for myself. I have found myself in the past growing up taking this verse and thinking that he literally meant his physical person. That when he was a child, he did these things, but when he became a man, when he physically got big and strong and became a man, he had to put away those things. It's easy to think that way. It's a great analogy. It's also a verse that if you look at it that way, with a literal meaning like that, it's one of those verses that I have kind of used to take maybe a little tease or a jab at my boys, you know, I think it's a common thing to say, maybe we shouldn't be doing this, you know, you're reaching this age, and maybe these are things you shouldn't do as you're getting older, but I think there was much more to that verse of what Paul was saying. Obviously he's in the middle of some spiritual context. He's having a conversation. Some very important things have been going on. So he starts speaking. When I was a child of these things, he understood as a child, he thought as a child. But when he became a man, he had to put away these childish things. Now, we see many times through scriptures, things are, the analogy is referenced, there has to be a new person, a new birth. We have to be born again. But it doesn't stop there. Just as it didn't stop with Paul and his analogy that when he became a child, he did all these things that a child did. But there was something beyond just being a child. There was a continuation that had to take place. So I would like to turn over and look in Hebrews. Just as in the literal meaning, if you are a child and become that adult, there are things that we have to come out of, things that we have to leave behind. And I do believe that Scripture, and we'll read here in Hebrews, teaches us that our relationship with God, it does start with a new birth. It does start with being born again, but it doesn't end there. There's more to being a Christian than just that start. Amen. So Hebrews 6, and we'll read verses 1 and 2. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this we will do, if God permit. So that first verse, therefore leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. Now when you first read that, that sounds like a terrible thing. Alright, we don't want to get confused and misunderstand what this is trying to say. I'd like to read. I really appreciated how Clark explained it. If you will allow me to quote him. Leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. Ceasing to continue in the state of babes, who must be fed with milk, with the lowest doctrines of the gospel, when ye should be capable of understanding the highest. Let us go on into perfection. Let us never rest till we are adult Christians and are filled with the Spirit and power of Christ. So when it says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine, they're not saying we're going to take these doctrines and we're going to leave these things behind and we're going to forget about these. No, these are our doctrines are our basic teachings that we need. They are our foundation. They are things that we build upon. And yes, we have to have a clear understanding, and we need to read those, to understand those, to study those, to be taught these doctrines. But there's going to come a point in our lives when these things take place, when the new birth takes place and we're born again, there's going to become a place in our lives when God does not want us to get stuck there. Amen. There's a place He wants to bring us to. And while these things are very, very important, please, when that scripture says leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, we're not leaving those things. We are coming out of those things with an understanding, knowing that God wants something more of me. He wants something more out of my life. Some of the what comes to my mind, the basics, the start, is repentance. We know that is that's the very start. Baptism is one of the things that we are taught from the scriptures. Sanctification is another one. Definitely not things that we're going to skip over, but also not things that we want to say, well, these are the three or four things. These are three or four important things that brother so-and-so taught me, and this is where I need to be. And we just hang out there. But no, Lord, help us to know that there is a maturing that needs to take place. And over time, that there is a constant drawing closer, a constant maturing, a place where we can become adult Christians. And constantly and consistently be filled with His Spirit and His power. So, with that in mind, if we can think back to Paul's analogy. When I was a child, I thought as a child, I spake as a child. I did all those things that a child does. I did all those things that were necessary for a child to do. Someone was there to teach me. Someone was there to lead me. And how very important those things are. But remembering and knowing that there's something beyond that. So obtaining a power and being able to have the maturity to know how to, getting that power from the Lord, receiving that power, but also having the maturity to know how to hold on and how to secure that. And how that I can let that, how I can be benefited from that power. The power to overcome up and down relationships. The struggles that people have with up and down relationships. When they repent and when they are born again and when they pour their heart out to the Lord and they start out on this journey and they are a new babe in Christ. There is a power that the Lord wants to give that can stabilize us in that relationship, that can help us in that relationship. A maturing that comes from learning from past experiences. Knowing where I've been, knowing what I've been through, knowing the things that I faced and in the past, how they've tripped me up, how I've dealt with those. Learning how to, in my mind, have a mature enough mind to be able to learn from those experiences. That's part of growing up. A child, when a child, as he gets older, as he ages up, thinking back to some of these things that mom and dad taught me, this is what I need to do different going forward. And how? Why? Because he's growing. He's beginning to, his thought processes are getting more complex. He's able to understand things better. So, being able to learn from our past experiences, learning from my mistakes, that with the help and the power that the Lord wants to give, that I can overcome those mistakes, that He can help me to mature, that He can bring me out of a babe state and draw me closer to Him. Amen. I remember 20, 25 years ago being in school, and I enjoyed school. I enjoyed the company. I enjoyed those there giving of their time. I hate, well, I won't use, that's a strong word, I won't use the word hate. I disliked the material in the schoolwork very, very much. And I did, I remember just doing whatever I could do just to get by. And I remember being, for years, you know, people giving instruction to me saying, you need to learn that. I remember going through my schoolwork and then coming to a test and not knowing the material. And going home the night before a test and cramming and studying and just trying to cram it all in. And as long as it's memorization, you can kind of get away with that. If your brain works that good. But I remember being told that at some point, you need to start learning this material. You really need to start absorbing and learning the rules, learning how things, why we do what we do. And I didn't do that. And it became a struggle. And I think I was just too, I was given so much instruction that these are the fundamentals that you're going to need. These are the things that you're going to need later in life. I mean, you can't see it now, you don't understand, but these are the essentials that you're going to need. The typical story, if you want to get a good job, if you want to be successful, if you want to do good at further education, these are the things you're going to need. I didn't understand it then. I didn't understand that those things were things for me to get a hold of in order to help me later down the road with whatever my life would run into. And I thought how true it is. If we apply that same application in our lives, there is that beginning that we almost go through, those fundamentals. But then there's things as we progress in our relationship, there's things that we have to learn, that we have to be able to get a hold of. There's things that the Lord is going to send our way that He wants us to be able to understand. It's a maturing process. It's having the discipline to take the time out to seek the Lord, to mature in our minds enough to understand these things, to understand the fundamentals, so that when I do face things later in life, I've got those things. I've got those things the Lord was trying to show me. I've got those things to hold on to. I've got those things that I put in the time, that I was disciplined enough, that I was mature enough to take the time to learn and to understand. That I didn't stay in this state, as important as it was, as key as it was, but there was some more places the Lord wanted me to go through. There was some maturing that He wanted to take place. And I look around, not in this room, and I look at so many people who title themselves as Christians. And to me, there's so many things missing. It's hard to understand how people can put a label on something and just live under that label. And it just seems like there's some things missing. Maybe there was some maturing that never took place. Maybe there was some discipline that never took place. Yes, maybe with a sincere heart, they did come before the Lord, and they did pour their heart out to the Lord, and maybe they were baptized, and maybe they did have that relationship, but there wasn't, beyond that, there was no growing period. There was no substance there. They just kind of stayed out in that state in that area, and that's their testimony. That's their testimony, and they reference back to this. Well, I was at this church so and so years ago, and I got saved, but it never went beyond that. And I just want us to get a hold of that there is a progression that the Lord wants us to make. There are things that, there are steps He wants us to take moving forward. And to not get comfortable with where we're at. Thinking about that verse in a literal way of thinking. And I know Paul uses an analogy, talking about his spiritual relationship with the Lord. But thinking about speaking as a child, thinking as a child, acting as a child, I'm not trying to quote it exact. Think about how a child acts. You put children in a room, and at first, things probably won't be that bad. But give them some time. Make them skip a nap. Give them some time. Eventually, if they're together long enough, that something is going to happen. It's the nature of a child. I mean, there's going to be a fuss. There's going to be a squabble. There might be some physical contact. That's just the nature of children. And I look around at the world today, and I look at society, and we see so many adults conducting themselves in ways that under the title Christian, some not. And I can't help but think, did they put away their childish things? Did they let those things grow as they grew and as they matured? And then it circles back around. I make it circle back around to me. And I ask myself the question, do I still have childlike tendencies? Now my wife would say I do. I like to have fun and joke around, but on a different level than that. A mature Christian means to be Christ-like. It means doing what Christ would do. Trying to be in our mind, with the Lord's help, as mature as we can be. And I wonder how many have really put aside their childlike tendencies. As a mature Christian, as a Christ-like Christian, can I respond to the things that life's going to throw at me the way Christ responded? Or do I still respond the way a child would respond? If a child doesn't get his way, without training and discipline, how does a child react? How do I react when I don't get my way? Can I respond out of love as a mature Christian should? As a Christ-like Christian should? As a mature Christian should? Can I conduct my life as Christ conducted His? Can I overcome? As a mature Christian, can I overcome things that have given me trouble and that have tripped me up in the past? learning from my experiences? Can I overcome those things? Am I mature enough in Christ and in my spiritual life to know where to obtain power for those things? Yes, we can. I assure you that Christ has all the power that we need. Christ has all the power and the help that we need to be able to obtain these things and to be able to mature and to be able to become adult Christians. It's a challenge to me. I made reference to it a couple Wednesday nights ago. I believe there was a few words said during a testimony, and it challenged me, and the words kept coming to my mind. How comfortable are you? And the challenge is, are we constantly trying to mature in Christ? Are we constantly moving in a direction to seek and to gain more understanding, more knowledge, more of Him, learning to have that relationship with Him, that we can get that power to help us? Yes. He's an accessible God. He has promised to help us. He has promised to give us what we need. But He wants to see some effort on our part. Back to the school story, I will say, teachers tried to help me as much as they could. They did everything they could do except for give me the answers. I mean, they special time. I mean, they did. They bent over backwards, and sometimes they may have almost given me the answers. But there was something I had to do on my part. I had to have the discipline enough. I had to want it bad enough to learn it for myself. I had to come out of that place, and I'm referencing this because this is something that is so simple and I understand it. I had to come out of that place of those first few years in school when things were basic, where things were easy, and as I went on through life, things became more complicated. I began to face more challenging things, as life will do to you. As we progress, and as we get older, and as we live life, we're going to face more and more challenging things. But the key is to learn while we can, to mature while we can, so as those things come, I'm prepared. As those things come, I can say, look, this is what I'm up against. This is what I'm up against. These might be some of the things I might need to lay to the side. These are some of the things that I've had. These are great. These are some great tools that I've been taught and that I've held on to. These are some great things. But this might not be what I need for this situation or this circumstance. I might have to put these to the side. Lord, give me something else. Help me to understand what it is. Lord, what scripture do I need for today? What scripture do I need to face this? Lord, help me to understand that. I would not have understood that 2, 3, 5 years ago when I gave my heart to you. But Lord, I've made a little bit of progress. Lord, I've matured in my way of thinking. I'm understanding things more. Lord, help me to be able to know how to face this problem. when I became a man, I put away childish things. The Lord doesn't want us to get stuck in one spot. There are very, very important things that we have to have. Those things, I mentioned them, those foundations, the things that we build upon. There are steps that we have to go through. But then He wants us to continue on. If we come to a place before the Lord and we've come to Him for this reason, and this was between me and God, and I've come to the Lord and I've repented and I've given my heart to Him, and that's all I've done, there still might be some things that I've got to lay to the side and keep going. Lord, help us just to thank the Lord for being there. Thank the Lord for the help, for the power that He can and will give us. Lord, help us to continue to have that desire to want to become a mature Christian, to not just live under a label of Christian. That it not be just a label. That I've got something to show. For this is the title that I want. I want that title. I want to be Christ-like. But I want my life to have some substance to it. I want to be able to look back and see some progress made. I don't want to... Lord, help us. I don't want to 5-10 years pass by and me not understand any more scripture than the day I got saved. No, that's the Lord wants more. There's more to a relationship with the Lord than just getting saved and then just sitting down and that's it. I challenge us. Let us keep moving forward. Let us progress. Let us keep working toward maturing, learning, and understanding more about Him. Thank you for your time. Y'all pray for me.